The United States could soon label Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. That designation with severe economic and geopolitical implications, which currently is only given to four nations, that would be North Korea, Cuba, Syria, and Iran. The move has been supported on both sides of the aisle and in both chambers of Congress, but now President Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken have to weigh in whether or not to actually do it. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mark Temnitsky, non-resident fellow with the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center and an accredited freelance journalist covering Eastern Europe. Thank you so much for joining us. So talk about what this designation would mean if the president does decide to go for it.
Yes, and thank you for having me on this afternoon. So a few things. It would ban defense industry and dual-use exports to Russia. It would also implement additional financial sanctions on the Russian Federation. An important distinction is it would allow individuals to sue Russia in U.S. court systems rather than pursuing legal action within Russia itself. So pretty severe consequences.
Gosh, have we run out of sanctions already? I mean, it seems like the United States has really clamped down on sanctions against Russia because of the invasion in Ukraine.
Yes, and unfortunately, despite the large economic sanctions that have been placed on Russia, it hasn't altered its behavior. As we've seen, Russia is continuing to commit atrocities throughout the Ukrainian country. Tens of thousands of citizens have been killed, millions have been displaced and forced to flee the country. And despite the economic sanctions the U.S. and other allies and partners around the world have implemented, it hasn't changed what Russia is doing in the country. So this would be a further step to try to pressure Russia to end this unnecessary war.
And if it did go through, do you think that Moscow would retaliate against the United States?
One possibility is that it would hurt diplomatic ties between Russia and the United States. Perhaps Russian diplomats would want to leave the United States as an act of retaliation. Unfortunately, something we've seen too is whenever Ukraine makes advancements against Russian troops in the country, Russia retaliates by bombing hospitals and shopping malls, etc. So it's not outside the realm of possibility as a form of retaliation. Russia would continue these atrocities against civilians rather than the Ukrainian soldiers.
Is there a concern that not labeling Russia as such could have negative implications politically and maybe worldwide?
Yes. So a point that the Biden administration is considering, which goes with a form of retaliation of Russia, is if it were to implement and designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, it would make diplomatic ties and negotiations more difficult in the future if Russia decides it wants to sever communication, period. It would also harm potentially U.S. partners and allies. There are still thousands of businesses and companies that are operating with Russia today. And it would harm the economic impacts of that. But again, Russia's using the finances from these companies to fund its illegal war in Ukraine.
Thank you so much for your time and expertise on this. That is Mark Temnitsky, non-resident fellow with the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center and an accredited freelance journalist covering Eastern Europe.